I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In today's broadcast, the Barna Group dishes out tough news for the U.S. church. Believers are struggling in key areas of Christian life, but one of our ministry partners offers some help. And what does the future of missions look like? Stick around to find out as we kick off a new three-part series. Getting started, remember last year's Barna study that found that over half of American churchgoers didn't recognize the Great Commission? Well, Barna just released new information that parses through that study. It clearly represents an epidemic of biblical illiteracy in North America. However, Keys for Kids' Greg Yoder wonders,
I'm not as convinced with the Barna research that the church doesn't know what it is. I just don't think they call it that anymore. I think they just call it something different.
On the point of biblical illiteracy, habits need to be built at a young age, and that's where Keys for Kids shines. They offer a daily devotional that allows for families to build time in God's Word together. First, a story to illustrate a biblical application, and then a verse to bring it home. For this year, he says,
we're putting out a challenge out there for 2019. Take the 40-day challenge and say, you know what, I'm going to commit to doing this for 40 days. Because I think as you begin reading stories, as you begin reading the Bible with your families, your kids start loving it because they're spending quality time with you. And you start doing it for 40 days, you start developing a habit.
You can order the print devotional, download it onto your Kindle, or download the app. Just commit.
Say, I'm going to do this for 40 days and see what happens to your family life. See what happens to your kids.
We'll connect you at our website. From Great Commission research, we turn to Great Commission needs. There are 70 million deaf people worldwide, and 98% of them have no way to access God. No scripture, no churches, no deaf Christians. Door International wants to change this reality for 50% of the world's deaf by 2025. President Rob Meyer says they want all deaf to access the hope of Christ.
We have amazing stories of transformation and things that God has done in the lives of deaf communities and deaf leaders who suddenly have realized that God sees them and loves them and wants them to be on a mission for Him.
Those deaf Christians lead and carry out Doors ministry while hearing believers like Rob help with administration. So whether deaf or hearing, every Door team member is striving to make the 50 by 25 vision reality. There's a lot of work to do.
There are about 350 or more sign languages around the world. So that would mean 350 different deaf groups. Every one of those deaf groups is unreached in the sense that less than 2% are believers.
Want to help? Well, the first step is easy.
As people pray, they're doing incredible things to make a way for the gospel to go out into these communities. Spiritual warfare is a huge issue in the work that we do, and the enemy doesn't want to see the gospel begin to set people free.
And many young people are already deciding how they'll devote their lives to the Great Commission. But where will they go? What does the future of missions look like? Over the next few days, we're looking at unexpected mission fields with individuals from the forefront of those particular fields, starting with James Kelly, founder of FaithTech and guest speaker hosted by InterVarsity.
It's a network of technologists that love Jesus, pursuing Jesus in some capacity, and we're essentially saying they feel lost and alone and underutilized in the church globally.
FaithTech uses technologists to find up-to-date solutions to problems on the mission field. Why?
There is an enormous, enormous opportunity right now to leverage technology in the context of missions, and we're not even close to tapping into it.
Kelly thinks that using tech for missions could mean an unprecedented impact on the world for Christ.
Technology has no boundaries. It has no walls. That means, though, is like it can reach people that you never thought you could reach.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So you can join us here or on our social media network or find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.